and welcome along to the Property Academy podcast. I'm your host, Ebert Knight.
And I'm Andrew Nicol.
And today on the show, we're talking about what can you actually build under these new RMA rules. So on the last couple of episodes, we've talked about what these changes are, what the government's new building rules are going to be. We've talked about the winners and the losers. Now let's talk about, hey, look, if you actually want to build, what can I actually do? Andrew, why don't you just remind us, for anybody who's new, what's the actual difference in the building specs in terms of what you can do under the new rules for the councils that qualify?
Basically, if you've got a property and you've got a bit of land there, previously you'd be able to build one property there up to two levels high, so two stories high, a maximum height of 8 metres high, and the building coverage of land was a maximum of 35% to 40%. Now, with the changes, what you can do now is go up to three properties on a site, on a single site, from one to three. Your stories you can go is up to three, so an extra story there. The height has gone from 8 metres to 11 metres, and you can now go to 50% coverage of the land. And it is a bit different from council to council, but pretty much this is what it is.
And actually, one thing we haven't mentioned on the previous episodes, which is worthwhile noting as well, that I didn't initially pick up, is that you might be able to build three townhouses, as we'll talk about in the show, on your plot of land now, where your owner-occupier perhaps was in the past, but you still have to apply for resource consent if you want to subdivide and sell them off, which is interesting. So you can build them, but it doesn't mean you can necessarily sell them off without resource consent, which was something we hadn't picked up. Now, let's talk about what you might actually be able to build. And we've got a couple of different configurations that both we've come up with, and then as well, we're released within the major discussion document, the cost and benefit analysis. So the first one is you could build three walk-up type of apartments stacked on top of each other. So just remember, a walk-up is a type of apartment where you own the whole floor, essentially. So you're not sharing your floor with anybody else. So if you can think about three one-story apartments stacked on top of each other, then, hey, you could build some of these with a half-decent floor plan on a normal plot of land. So let's think about what would actually be quite a small plot of land, maybe 400 metres squared worth of land. Now, you could potentially build three 150 metre squared apartments stacked on top of each other and still be well under the rules. Of course, you've got to factor in things like staircases. You're also going to have to think about pavements. So there's a maximum of 60% of the ground can be paved over or be covered by buildings. But, you know, I think just for context as well, the average house size in New Zealand is 156 metres squared. That was in 2019. So 150 metre squared apartments, pretty generous in this case. So, hey, look, what you could do is build those three apartments stacked on top of each other, that walk up, have some car parks and some common grass area around the back, and you'd be sweet. So that's one option that we might start to see people building in the future.
So configuration number two is putting three townhouses on your site. So you can have your three townhouses next to each other or adjoining, each with their own private backyard. And the great thing, of course, is you can go three stories. So you can get maximum space within the unit based on your 50% coverage. So that's really cool.
And just to give an example of that as well is, let's say that you've got a 600 metre squared section, you've got a maximum of 300 metre squared that you can build on top of that. Let's say you go for 60 square metres for each townhouse, so 180 metres squared all up. Well, if it's 60 square metres, but there's three levels of that, then each townhouse is pretty big, 180 metres squared. So by having that extra level, you can build quite a lot of house there. And then configuration number three is you could potentially have one house on the front section and then two townhouses at the rear. So that could be in the case if you've already got an owner-occupier home and it's located relatively close to the front of the section, but you've got a big backyard, you could potentially put two townhouses on the back, have those nice and new, and then rent those out as an option as well. Another thing you could potentially do if you've got a blank side of land is there's nothing stopping you building a more upscale or higher spec standalone on the front, and then those two conjoined townhouses at the back as well. That would be a different sort of configuration that you'd be able to use. Andrew, what else could people think about doing?
Number four is duplexes. So if you don't have enough land to do three properties, there's nothing stopping you from doing two. And you can either do these side by side with, you know, potentially I see a lot of these with the garages adjoining in the middle, or you could do them on top of each other. So you can have a walk up. And so essentially two storied, have the ground floor for one unit and then the first floor for the second unit.
Am I right in saying, Andrew, that this would be more useful when somebody's got maybe a smaller section where they couldn't quite fit three properties next to each other.
Yeah, potentially. Or again, if you've got your own house there and you want to put a duplex at the back or the front.
And actually the other one that I think probably hasn't been covered by the media, but is worth talking about, is I've been reading through the rules, Andrew, and there's nothing stopping a very wealthy person from building one massive home. So previously, as we talked about, under the rules, you had a maximum of two levels or two stories that you could build your property on. Now it's a maximum of three, and it doesn't say that you have to be building three properties or you have to be building two properties. It's just you now have the ability to chuck that extra story on. So that has a couple of questions. Are we going to see more larger houses having that third story built on top of it? Are we going to see potentially wealthier people building really, really big houses now? It's something that is now available, which wasn't available in the past. So that's something that we'll see how it plays out in the end, but could be an interesting interpretation of this.
One of the things that I did want to sort of add here, because of course, you just mentioned the potentially having three on one title, this is where it will become a little bit interesting for people who do want to do this development themselves. So say you own a house at the moment, which is a rental property, and you decide, right, I'm going to put a couple of townhouses on the back. One thing to remember is the LVR reduces significantly when you've got multiple properties on one title because of the resaleability of it. So potentially, you do need to be a little bit careful about how much you can actually borrow. So if you end up going to the bank, they might say, hey, look, it has to be 60% across all three of them. And actually, we'll talk about this in tomorrow's episode, because I actually had a conversation with Matt Horncastle from Williams Corporation today, and he was talking about the fact that, yeah, hey, this is great for homeowners or investors at the moment, and it's a step in the right direction, but doesn't think it's going to be as big a game changer as perhaps people are thinking it might be, because of course, firstly, you've got to have the ability, when I say I'm going to talk about this tomorrow, I might as well talk about it now, you're going to have the ability to, because you've got to have the land available, then you've got to have the lending ability, then you're going to have the desire to develop your site. And there's a lot of people out there that will think, geez, investing's hard enough without developing. Yeah, that's just some food for thought.
And then the other thing that people can do, of course, is the good old minor dwelling, a New Zealand favourite, where you build a smaller property on the back section. Now, hey, if you have got the ability to do that, or you've got the land available and you're going to be building up to or developing 50% of your section, that is potentially going to become easier. It's going to become a little bit easier to do that than it was previously. So a lot more options available for people who are that way inclined and who have the ability, the gumption, and the finances to be able to go ahead and do it. And one other thing that's getting me quite excited, and I know we touched on this in yesterday's episode, is the ability for people who maybe are in their 60s, have a bit of land and their own property, and don't have a large mortgage. You know, this could potentially be one of the ways that they're then able to fund their retirement. If they don't mind sharing their property, their little slice of paradise with other people, there is a pathway where you can build properties, rent them out, you know, as long as you're able to get the finances and get it approved by the bank. But if you've got the gumption to do it, this could form part of some people's retirement plans, especially if they haven't had that ability to build up a portfolio yet, or, you know, maybe they've left it a little bit late. You know, this could be one option to help secure that retirement. So something I'm really interested from that perspective as well, subject to all of the, you know, things that we've talked about and disclaimers as well. Hey, look, let's wrap it up there, but please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the Property Academy podcast. Really does help us get the message out to more people. And hey, if you want to learn more about property with Andrew and I, check out our YouTube channel, because every Wednesday we're releasing a brand new video to teach you something new about property investment. And of course, not only do you get to hear our voices, but you get to see the visuals as well. I'm going to drop a link to where you can find our current series. We're doing a series on interest deductibility tax changes. I'll drop the link to that in the show notes, so tap or swipe over the cover art, there'll be a link in there, or just Google Opus Partners YouTube, it'll be the first thing that comes up. Thanks for listening to the Property Academy podcast. I'm your host, Ed McKnight.
And I'm Andrew Nicholl.
And we're going to be back again tomorrow with even more daily strategies, tips, and insights to help you get the most out of the New Zealand property market. Until next time.